Welcome to a new episode of Casting Crusaders. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Caroline. Today we will be talking with Miss Rhonda Foray, our academic assistant principal.
Welcome to our show, Miss Foray.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Miss Foray, can you describe your role as the academic assistant principal and how it contributes to the success of our school?
So my primary responsibility is to work with teachers to identify resources and different strategies we can use to enhance learning in our classroom. Teachers have to follow standards when they make their lesson plans. The state requires specific things they have to do in class. So all of their lesson plans, whether it's activities, projects, papers, notes, all of that work is designed around standards. And then they have to do assessments to measure how students are growing and performing those standards. So any quizzes, tests, all of that stuff. And in order to do that, I try to give them materials and support. So my job is to give them what they need to do their jobs.
What do you believe are the most important qualities that make a great school?
First of all, going off my experience at St. Matthew and what makes us great is our sense of community. I think trusting and respectful relationships are critical components of a great school, whether it's with kids, teachers, parents, administrators. I feel strongly about that being our priority. Everything else kind of follows that. Another would be collaboration, having all those groups work together. And if we have a common goal or a common mission, we're way more effective when we're working as one united group to achieve those things. And finally, I think the culture in our school is really important as well, that people feel valued, and that makes them want to be here every day because they're comfortable being here.
How do you and the school staff create a safe and welcoming environment for all students?
So the welcoming part first, I think, is just really expressing all the excitement we have in school, in the classroom, between everybody that's here, and it makes others feel welcome. You know, a lot of people come tour our school, and Mr. Pachi escorts them around campus. They leave saying how happy the kids seem at our school, and they see how engaged they are in the classroom. So they feel very comfortable coming here and welcomed. I think the teachers work really hard in their classrooms to make them inviting as well. And overall, like Mr. Benura and Father Lee have created spaces that allow for that, whether it's flexible seating, remodeling the middle school classrooms, any beautification to campus. I think all of that contributes to making people feel welcome at St. Matthew.
How do you work together with teachers, staff, and parents to enhance the educational experience at St. Matthew?
So we do a lot of research into different strategies, teaching methods, teaching styles, different resources we can use, like the new iPad initiative. A lot of thought went into that, a lot of visits to other schools, our technology committee, meeting with Apple representatives, all of these very well thought out initiatives are investigated, and we spend a lot of time researching that. So that's really helpful in identifying what we need to offer top-notch learning to our students.
What resources are in place for those who may need extra support?
Teachers are the first responders to this in their classrooms. They go way above and beyond day to day to address the individual needs of students in the classroom. They're very in tune with where their students are academically. They can support them individually, small group, as they're presenting lessons, whole group, and be attentive to the individual specific needs of students. So they're the first line of defense in that effort. We also have Ms. Earhart does some tutoring, either one-on-one or small group tutoring with students. And Catapult is another program we have on campus that serves students in kindergarten through fourth grade with some extra support if needed. We also allow private providers to come to campus and work with students on things like speech therapy, occupational therapy, any type of behavioral programs. Jefferson Parish is allowed to come here as well. So all of those things in place to help students.
What inspired you to pursue a career in education? And what keeps you motivated to work with the students every day?
I always loved school. I think because I had such a positive experience at school, I had a great relationship with my teachers. They took an interest in me. I loved learning. I loved social studies, actually history. That's what I taught for about 15 years. So I loved being at school. I loved my classmates, working with people. I liked the social part. It was fun to go. So I loved that environment. And I also liked the sense of accomplishment when we did things in class and it was very successful. So I love all that part of it, which I think leads to the second part of your question of why I continue to do this work, because my educational experience had such a profound impact on my life that I enjoy being a part of something that could do the same for others.
Lastly, Ms. Boy, when you are not at school, what are some of your hobbies or things you enjoy?
I enjoy reading. I like inspirational books. I like reading biographies of people who have been challenged in some way and how they've overcome that. It's inspiring to me. I have two dogs, so I walk my dogs. I like that part. I like walking in general. I also like puzzles, board games, travel, and I like Sunday afternoon matinees at the Britannia with my family.
Ms. Ford, thank you for joining us on this episode.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
We have now come to the joke portion of our show. Today's joke comes from Reagan in Ms. Pietro's 7th grade.
Caroline, why did the golfer bring an extra pair of socks?
I don't know. Why did he?
Because there was a hole in one. Thanks, Reagan, for the joke.
If you are a student in any grade and would like to submit a joke, give it to your homeroom teacher and they will get it to Ms. Freelo.
We have come to the end of our show. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Casting Crusaders.